cooler than average temperatures highlight the weather with wind east of the divide. I'm Ed McIntosh with a regional look at what's happening with your weather across Montana, northern Wyoming, and the western Dakotas. After a windy day east of the continental divide yesterday, more wind across north central, northeastern, and eastern Montana extending into the western Dakotas. Once again, we'll see routinely wind gusts of 25, 35, 40 miles per hour, maybe a little bit stronger as we get into the afternoon. Highs 30s, 40s across almost the entire area, but clouds will come and go, and a few showers will concentrate on west central and northwest Montana. By early Friday morning, we'll look for temperatures to be mainly in the 20s, even some teens in the mix, especially in areas that picked up some accumulations of snow, and still a little windy along the eastern edge of Montana into the Dakotas, but things will start to quiet down on the winds. Temperatures stay below seasonal averages again on Friday. More weather next.
Journey to better health with Greater Good Health, your trusted partner in comprehensive primary health care for seniors. Whether you're in one of Montana's bustling cities or the rural outskirts, Greater Good Health understands the importance of a compassionate and personalized healthcare experience catering solely to Montana seniors. See what healthcare looks like after 65. Visit greatergoodhealth.com or stop by for a coffee and visit with our care team. Greater Good Health, serving seniors in Billings, Great Falls, and Missoula.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
The overall trend over the 4-state region is to keep the temperatures warming, but it's going to be gradual. Most of the readings will stay in the 40s for today and tomorrow. Some areas won't even make it out of the upper 30s. And chilly overnight lows mainly in the 20s. But especially starting in western Montana, we'll start to see a warm-up Friday into Saturday, Saturday into Sunday for the rest of the region. And the temperatures start to get a little bit closer to average for this time of the year, which is typically into the low 30s for the overnight lows and the mid-50s for the daytime highs. But we'll continue to warm even more from that as we get into the early part of next week. By Tuesday, Wednesday, most of the area will be in the 60s to low 70s. As far as moisture goes, it's going to be pretty limited. A chance of some weekend showers, especially on Sunday across the 4-state region, and then scattered showers, just isolated. We're not expecting anything that will be of much consequence for moisture. I'm Ed McIntosh.